Hello, welcome to the Roundhouse Podcast. This is Paul Sullentrop of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. Today we have center fielder Bailey Nickerson. She is a senior from Paris, Texas. Bailey is hitting 289 with six home runs and nine doubles from the Shocker softball team, which is headed to the NCAA regional. Bailey, Paris, Texas, let's educate people. What is Paris, Texas known for? Let's see if we're on the same wavelength here. I've got one thing in mind.
I think you're going for our Eiffel Tower with the cowboy hat on it. That's what we're known for.
The Eiffel Tower with the cowboy hat on it, 65 feet tall. I think it was built back in the 90s. And that's the landmark of Paris, Texas.
I wouldn't agree with that. I tell everyone every time I see them, like, have you ever been to Paris? The Paris, Texas? That's what I always tell people.
Excellent. I spent the night in Paris driving back from a baseball trip to Tulane, and my memory is the hotel sold replica Eiffel Towers, but with a football helmet on the top.
Really?
Is that possible?
You know, I don't know. I've been in a hotel in Paris before, but I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, if you're ever in Paris, Texas, that's what you go see. You started in left field against Auburn, your first college game, and you've started almost every game in the outfield since your time here at Wichita State. So you, in that first season, jumped right into a very good 2018 team, helped the Shockers get to the NCAA regional. What was that transition like for you?
As a freshman jumping in, you know, it's scary most of the time, but knowing that Coach B believed in me and helped me get my stuff together to be in that position really helped a lot. And I think being able to play since freshman year, I can help out the freshmen as well and gaining their confidence. Like Addie Barnard, I always talk to her, helping her out in the outfield because she hasn't really ever played there before. And just helping her do that, it really makes me feel good about that and having that confidence as well.
Yeah, what's the best advice you give to freshmen?
Just to be confident. You know, Coach B wants players who are going to give 100% every practice. That means diving, sprinting to every ball. And as a freshman, you kind of come in and don't want to make errors. And so you're kind of timid in that area. And so telling them just to go all out every time. If you miss a ball, it's okay. We want to see what we can get in practice. And so in a game, we know what plays that we need to make.
You mentioned Addison Barnard has had a great freshman season. Yeah, you're exactly right. She hadn't played much outfield at all. How has she improved out there?
Tremendously. We worked a lot on her throw because going from the infield to the outfield is a completely different throw. You extend it. You're more legs than at second base where she was at. So talking to her about that and reads on the ball, she has grown as a freshman this year so much in the outfield, and it's so exciting to see that.
Does this team remind you of 2018?
You know, me and my roommate, Caitlin, we talk about that a lot, being on that team. And so much of this team is in my freshman team. We have the same passion, the grind, and everything. So seeing that in us and seeing how far we went freshman year and how we were so close in that championship game is really exciting because I think that this year we can go even further.
Yeah, there are a lot of Shockers on this team that played in that 2018 regional. To those who have not been in NCAA play, how do you prepare them? How do you describe the difference between, you know, what's coming up when you get in an NCAA game?
I think it's a big atmosphere change. Being at Arkansas in that regional, even though I wasn't able to play, it was a huge difference in the fans and how riled up people are. And so, you know, we kind of get a piece of that at OSU games and kind of OU games, but it still doesn't compare to what a regional is.
People have talked a lot about the fun, the chemistry on this team. How do you describe that part of Wichita State's success?
The chemistry is there. I mean, we're in games, we're bonding, we're cheering. Every single person wants everyone to do the best of their abilities. And when you have that on a team, there is no stopping a team. So that's what's also exciting. And we all are just wanting to succeed, and it's really fun.
So take us back to the beginning of this season. Wichita State went 2-2, then 15-1, beat Iowa State, beat Oklahoma State. At what point did you begin to think, boy, this team is really capable of something special?
Well, I know that in the fall and in the start of season, you know, Coach B just kept pounding us. She's like, we have it in us. We just got to get there. We've got to reach the potential. And we went 2-2. We lost to UMKC, who we probably shouldn't have lost to. And we ended up redeeming ourselves later that couple tournaments later. And, you know, we were we didn't beat Texas. We got close. Like, we had a good game against them, and we knew that we could hit that pitcher. And then we beat Iowa State, and it was like, wow, we can beat ranked teams. We can still do this. And it's just grown. Our confidence is there. Our freshmen step up. Our lineup is so deep. We can take people off the bench, put them in the outfield, put them in the lineup. And when you have that kind of team, it's things are going to work.
I think center field is the prestige spot in the outfield, kind of the glamour spot. Did you always want to play center field?
I always wanted to play center field. Freshman year, I came in, Coach B had me there every day of practice in the fall. And then I started in left field, and I was like, oh, it's different over here, but I like it. It's different reads, faster to the line, and I liked it. And then when she put me there my sophomore year in center field, I was like, I like this spot. This is my home. This is where I want to be.
Was softball always your favorite sport?
For sure. I played volleyball, and I had played basketball, and I really enjoyed those sports just to give me a break from softball most of the time, because all summer, you know, it was softball. So having those other sports just to kind of clear my head of seasons and at-bats really helped out a lot. But being in college and playing the sport, I love it, and I'm not ready to end. Not ready to end.
I had Riley Buck and Sydney McKinney in here. I asked them for their favorite defensive highlights from the season. They brought up a catch you made against Oklahoma State. Take us through that from your memory.
I think there were runners on first and second. We had Kylie Naomi up to bat, and, you know, she's their leadoff hitter. She's a great hitter, and most of the time she's going to get hits. And I remember being in the outfield, and it hit, and I was like, I've got to get this. Like, we cannot let them tie this game up. And I caught it, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I just caught that. It hit the wall so hard. And previously that week I had hurt my shoulder really bad, and they were like, well, I guess it's gone. You just caught that ball. There's nothing to it now. So I just kind of went with it, and yeah.
Being a good defensive center fielder, what's the key to that? What's uppermost in your mind?
Giving 100% all the time, going after every ball. I mean, Coach B looks for that, and whenever you are a player for her, you just have to go. That's what she wants, the go, go, go mentality. Yes, I'm going to get that ball. And having that really makes you an outfielder and helps you, because you're going to make spectacular plays, and you're going to make plays that everyone wants to see. And I'm sorry.
No, yeah, if your instructions on how to play center field, what's kind of first uppermost in your mind?
Just keep the fundamentals simple. See ball, see it in your glove, and always go hard at it.
What is your walk-up song, and how did you choose it?
My walk-up song is The Way I Live. My roommate my freshman year had it, and we're the best friends, and I still keep in contact with her every day. And so I told her, I was like, I'm going to take this song from you. Like, I love it, and you had it. And she was like, that's fine. And Coach Ryan, when we were here, he was like, you have to keep that the rest of your career here. Like, it's just too groovy. The beat's good, and everyone sings it whenever you get up to bat, so you have to keep it. So that's why I've kept it every year.
And who was your roommate?
Ashton Esparza.
Okay, all right. Is there a walk-up song that somebody else has that sometimes you think, I wouldn't mind stealing that one?
No, I love mine. I only want mine.
You're locked in on yours. Shockers always hit the ball well. They're hitting the ball very well this season. Why? Why does Christy Breadbender consistently produce such good offensive teams?
That's what we work on every single day. We hound hitting, and that's what we're passionate about. We know that in order to win ball games, you have to back up the pitchers with runs. And if you don't run, you're not going to win. And so we are very passionate and hard work and driven when it comes to hitting. So every day at practice, it's not about the quantity, it's about the quality of every swing that you take.
So you've wrapped up your playing career at Wilkins Stadium after spending many, many hours there playing, practicing. What are your memories? What will you miss about that building?
Especially the people that I'm around. The team, this is my family, and I'm going to keep in touch with all the girls on this team, and I have throughout the years here. And nothing really beats being around us every single day, and you will never forget that.
So tell us what's next after graduation.
I'm probably going to head back home to Paris and kind of move back in and figure out from there. I mean, I really want to be an interior designer, so I hope to get my foot in the door there, finding networking and finding my way through that. So.
Thank you for listening to the Roundhouse Podcast, courtesy of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We appreciate your time. We encourage you to rate, review, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, such as on iTunes or Google Play. You can find more Roundhouse content at GoShockers.com. Thank you for listening.
And they let him pass it up court, and then it gets picked off. A long three by Pangos. No good. 1 second. It's over. It is over, and Wichita State has beaten the number one team in the nation to go to the Sweet 16. Go crazy, Wichita. I know you are.